Hello and welcome to another episode of Diabetes Dialogue, Technology, Therapeutics, and Real World Perspectives. My name is Diana Isaacs. I'm joined with my co-host, Natalie Bellini. And in this episode, we want to talk about some pretty interesting tech updates. So for starters, and this relates back to the ADCS annual meeting that we were both at, is there was a really big booth by Modular Medical for the pivot. And they even had a product theater. And I think we were all like, what? What is this? They actually had a bunch of goodies at their booth, like different soaps and I don't know, different things. It was cute. Like they gave shopping bags and you could shop. I didn't get the stuff, but it was cute. But anyway, what we were interested in is where did this pump come from and what is it, right? So to give some background, it's actually a tubeless pump, which of course is huge, right? Because we only have one tubeless insulin pump right now, which is the Omnipod. But it's not a full-on AID system, right? Like all of our others. So initially, it is going to be able to program a basal. But the basal, you program, and it's kind of one set basal that's delivering over, I think it was 3 days. I think that was the intended. It holds 300 units, so that's obviously a plus compared to like an Omnipod, which holds 200 units, or like a Secure Simplicity, which also holds 200 units. But the bolusing initially, it sounds like currently it's like these 2-unit increments, but it sounds like maybe you'll be able to program it to a different number, but it's going to be programmed. It's not like incorporating carb ratios and correction factors. Like it is truly a simple design. So Natalie, I'm curious kind of some of your impressions of it.
Yeah, so I think that it's going to be interesting because for most people who take insulin, they do have CGM coverage. Not everybody. And for all of you out there going, no, they don't. There are people that don't, right? They have CGM coverage, but they have $3,000 out of pocket, for example, or they have whatever, right? They have other challenges. For a lot of us, using insulin allows us to have coverage for CGM. And if that's the case, my gut says I want someone, if they're going to choose to pump, to have something talk to each other so that it can adjust. But there are people who just need a basal and insulin only at their biggest meal. And they don't want a CGM and they don't want a more. And this would be for that person that wants less. They're going to do it. They'll put it on their bodies and they'll bolus when they need to. And sometimes that's, especially with people with type 2 diabetes, maybe their largest meal of the day or only high carbohydrate meals. So I do see a place for it for someone who doesn't want to interact with any CGM. But I do think that their next step in having a 300 unit cartridge that allows, or a pod that allows more insulin than the other pod in the market right now. I'm very excited about the fact, hopefully, that they'll have a CGM in the future.
Yeah, I guess I'm a little confused by this device. I'll be totally honest because we have so many
to be honest and politically correct at the same time, right? Like I always want more in the market and more options, but my gut kind of says, it's going to be a pretty limited group of people that would use it. That was what my gut said.
Yeah, because I just feel like for those that really want the simplicity, we have Secure Simplicity. So someone needs to take a basal outside of that, but we may have weekly insulin coming. So, you know, taking a once a week insulin wouldn't be hard right now. It'd be a once a day insulin. But you've already got a device that's really easy that you can do these 2-unit increments on that's small and, you know, just easy to use. So I guess this has the advantage of being 300 units.
And basal bolus both, right?
So right. And having the basal and bolus. Yeah. But then we also have the Vigo technically as well. Now that's a little more limited in just that you're at 20, 30, or 40 units of basal per day. So it's not fitting every, you know, this you'd be able to do a little bit more with. But I don't know. I just feel like, is the market that big for this when now so many people are going to AID? We're seeing tremendous benefits of AID systems in people with type 2 diabetes. We have robust data. We have clinical trials with Medtronic, with Tandem System, and with Omnipod 5. We're seeing, you know, we have two systems approved right now, the Control IQ Plus and Omnipod 5. in type 2 diabetes.
Yeah. And I think that Medtronic will be here this fall, right? We expect approval any day, actually, right? So, or in the very near future. So, yeah, I agree with you, right? I think
it's... Yeah. So it just seems like an uphill battle. I mean, I do agree, like, if they get the full-on AID and they have a CGM integration, and if they could pick up one of these algorithms, like if they got the Tide Pool Loop algorithm or like CAM APS, if they could get CAM APS, I'd say they've got a future.
Yes.
A bright future. But without that, it's just like
pregnancy, right? That's a big, right? So the reason why Diane is so excited about CAM APS is we, you know, that is FDA approved for pregnancy. It doesn't have a pump to talk to right now, right? It's a separate algorithm, just like Tide Pool Loop is a separate algorithm, right? So if we could get a pump company to pick up CAM APS algorithm, then we'd have a pump algorithm approved for pregnancy. And that would be a huge weight off our shoulders of trying to get these other pumps to dance with that fasting glucose goal of less than 95, 1 hour, 140, 2 hours, 120. That's really, that isn't easy on the current pumps on the market. So we haven't had a person that, you know, we do have a Sequel Twist now available that does have those goals. We haven't used it in a person that has had pregnancy at the same time yet. We have four people on it from our practice now. Four prescriptions done. They're not all started yet. So, but we're getting there, right? And so I think we'll have more data on that soon. But that's kind of where we are. You're right. It needs an algorithm to dance, and that's what we're looking for.
Yeah. Well, yeah, a CAM APS also has a target as low as 80. So that would be really unique versus the Twist is 87. But I also think back to Embecta, which we know had this patch pump and decided to basically abandon it and focus its efforts on kind of their pen needles and their other activities, because it is tough bringing a pump to market.
Yep.
Like, it really is tough. There's a big investment with it. And so, yeah, I think I'm just surprised there's another company trying to do it. But hey, you know, more options, the better. We'll see what happens.
Exactly. So let's talk about Medtronic's big announcement. At ADA, they announced, or right before ADA, maybe, they announced a partnership with Abbott. Now, Medtronic has announced partnerships before, but this one was like, okay, we're really going to do this. And sure enough, this past couple of weeks, we are now finally able to talk about the Instinct sensor. So, Diana, we're like, both of us are, yes, let's get a sensor that lasts 15 days. It is a very much similar algorithm, of Libre 3 Plus, but it will be marketed specifically to Medtronic users and designed specifically to talk to their pump algorithm. So what do you think, Diana?
So we're really excited about Tandem's 7-day infusion set. And just to give a little background, the only company previously that had a 7-day infusion set was Medtronic. And this is a big deal because most infusion sets are 2 to 3 days. And so people are having to change it out every 2 to 3 days. And so to be able to go a whole week is really, really nice. But there's also some other really unique things. And Natalie, you want to share some of the additional things about it?
Absolutely. So, you know, one of the things we know about infusion sets is people are challenged with what? Occlusions or perceived occlusions or high glucoses when we don't really know. And the pump doesn't say your occlusion, but you have high glucoses that are not from, like I tell people, you didn't eat double chocolate cake and not bolus, and all of a sudden you're going up very quickly. Something's wrong, right? Well, this infusion set has three separate ports to deliver the insulin on the sides, so that if one of them gets clogged, there's an option to continue to get the insulin in. I love this idea. I really do. And I'm excited about it. The second thing I love is the easy insert, this is going to be made by Tandem, by the way, and they've created, using people with real diabetes who actually have to do this every day, a one-handed insert. For those people with dexterity issues because of complications from diabetes, right, that pincher grasp can go away. They don't feel that. You can squeeze and put, it's good to go. That is exciting to me. And you can reach other areas. You know, a lot of times people use their abdomen for years and develop scar tissue. With one-handed insert, I can say, reach back and put it in your hip or your lower back or the opposite arm that you typically use. You're left-handed, but you could do this now with your left hand on the arm that, you know, people who are right-handed give all their insulin on the right side, right? This is, we see this every day. that one-handed insert will increase the number of places that someone could put it on their own without help. And I love that idea. And then the third is that the infusion set itself is designed to reduce kinking. So those three things on top of a 7-day wear, I'm really excited about this. So obviously more to come. And once we try them and have them with people wearing them, we'll have more to say about it. But it's really exciting. And then on top of all of this, they announced another thing. Like Tandem's kind of this quiet, oh, by the way, we've got this. And oh, by the way, we've got this. Let's talk about the patch. Diana, do you want to cover that?
Yeah, so they've announced that Mobi is going to have a tubeless design. So basically, you know, very similar to like a patch pump. Already, Mobi is really tiny. It's cute. It's easy to use. It's a 200-unit reservoir. But right now, in its current state, there's 5-inch tubing. So that's the smallest tubing option. You still have some tubing. But now, with this tubeless design, In terms of like being able to wear it anywhere, wow, that would make it so much easier. But the other cool thing is it sounds like this 7-day infusion set will work with the Mobi tubeless to allow essentially you to be able to wear that for 7 days. Now, of course, it's going to matter on someone's insulin needs. If they go through 200 units more quickly, they will still need to change it more often. But there are some people on pretty low doses, especially kids, that only having to change out your pump once a week, I mean, that is just going to be so helpful. And then one other thing is just the infusion sets right now in the current state are probably the weakest link of all of these systems. I mean, the technology is great, the algorithms are so good, but these infusion sets, like the kinking, the difficulty of putting it on, it is just cumbersome and it can be really, really difficult. And so I am so excited about this, like one-handed putting it on. Cause right now, like as a pump trainer, teaching people how to like insert their pump, their infusion set is probably the part that I find takes the longest. And is the hardest for people to learn.
So I think that's really interesting because I'm as excited about all of the once weekly infusion. I'm excited about this patch. Why? Because we love the Tandem algorithm. And so to have a patch pump that goes with the Tandem algorithm, a lot of people, and what would my biggest hope would be? Of course, pharmacy benefit, right? So if we can get this through a pharmacy benefit at the same time, that would be such a wonderful thing for people. You know, in our health system, pharmacy benefit means a lot to people because you can get the patch pump available right now, Omnipod, for free. But if you want to buy a durable medical equipment pump, I don't remember if it's 80% or 90% coverage. So that outlay of that first durable medical side is pretty big. And a lot of people just simply can't afford to do it. So I am really, really hopeful that we're going to see this patch pump come through pharmacy so that we can offer people choice in those kinds of situations where pharmacy benefit is much lower than that durable medical equipment benefit. So I think there's like these two huge announcements from Tandem that kind of slid in without really having as much fanfare as we're used to, you know. So congratulations to Tandem on that end.
Yeah, so it's been a really exciting week with all of these tech updates. And with that, we'll wrap up this episode of Diabetes Dialogue. We thank all of you for tuning in, and we hope to catch you next time.